strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. People, be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with thee. People, be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. People, be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Do not be afraid. Walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with me.
Run into the camp. Tell everybody, get ready.
Oh, hallelujah.
Get ready. Oh, run into the camp. Tell everybody, get ready.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in church again this morning? Have you enjoyed the meeting so far? Hasn't it been wonderful? Oh, give the Lord a big hand clap of praise if you love Him. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask you to remain standing. We only got just a few prayer requests, and we'll go right on into the service. We got a lot to get done today, but I believe we're going to have heaven right here on earth today. How about you? Sister Teresa White says to please pray for my daughter-in-law's grandfather, Robert Stewart. Doctors are saying that he has a viral meningitis, and at his age, there is nothing that they can do for him. So they're asking that we would remember that prayer request. Sister Sherry says, I want to thank everyone for the cards, calls, food, and most of all, for your prayers. I came through surgery and have gotten along a lot better than I had expected. May God bless you all. So we praise the Lord for that this morning. An urgent prayer request for Brother Junior Davis. He's at home this morning listening to the service because he didn't want to miss. The family is taking him to the hospital after church. He needs an absolute touch from the Lord. He is believing in your prayers. May God bless. So we certainly want to pray for our brother, that the Lord would just be with him. Sister Lisa Riddleball is back in service with us this morning. Praise the Lord for that. She took a pretty serious fall, and by the grace of God, she's able to be in church today. So praise the Lord. Brother Jim Babb says, please remember me in prayer, as I have had several tests and x-rays, and the doctors are very concerned about a nodule in my left kidney. I have to see a specialist on April the 30th, and if it is determined to be malignant, my kidney will have to be removed. God is more than able, and I appreciate your prayers. So we just commit that unto the Lord today. God is certainly able to meet the need. We just pray for all these requests. You have an unspoken need this morning you'd like for this assembly to pray about. Do you believe God's able? Do you believe He's more than able? Give Him one more hand clap of praise before we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. These requests that we hold this morning, God is bigger and He's greater and He can do it. Is that right? Do you believe it with all your heart? Brother Terry, come lead us to the Lord on behalf of these needs. Let's just commit it all unto the Lord as we pray today. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
We're so thrilled once again to be back in the house of the Lord. I'm sure you feel the same way. Let's bow our heads as we approach the throne. Heavenly Father, first of all, before we ask any petition, we want to say thank you that you give us this opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord. Lord, not only this morning, but last night and Friday night, how we have so enjoyed the presence of Almighty God. We thank you for the ministry that has come among us, Lord. The different ones has come to be with us and their churches and their families and saints of life, precious faith. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, that the word can have effect in our life. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that was a prisoner to be released. And Lord, what you've laid on our brother's heart this morning, let the word be spiritual food in due season. As we come before you, we're asking for a divine touch for Brother Junior Davis. You see what the devil's trying to afflict his body. Lord, we know we all have that are born again. We have a theophany out there waiting. But Lord, we desire to live until that appointed time that you take us home. I strike down the force of the enemy. Let Brother Junior be delivered and healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come among us this morning and anoint the speaker, Lord, that he might deliver us to the eternal words of grace that would give us faith muscles to be able to strike down the enemy in the coming months, knowing what the squeeze might produce and the coming things that we might see, Lord, but we know that you're more than able, and not only more than able, you're willing and you're desirous. You promise to give supreme grace in the supreme hour. Meet the needs, every one I have in my hand. I pray to God that you'd meet those needs, heal them, and bring them deliverance, Lord. If there's unsaved in the house this morning, deliver them. Give them the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that they'll be hungry. They'll not leave the building until they be filled with the power from on high. Grant these things, Lord. Give us grace. We welcome your presence. We ask that you would take the uppermost seat and have preeminence in our lives this morning. And when we leave the service, we could say like those coming from Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as they talked to us along the way? Bless all that's done and said. We give you praise in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Terry. God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us, we certainly want to welcome you to this service. And we've got a lot more songs than we're going to be able to have time for, but we're going to do the best we can. Let me make just a couple of announcements while the ushers are receiving your tithe and offering. To all of you that have helped make this meeting possible, may God bless you. I want to especially say that our parking attendants have worked so hard to try to get you situated and parked in a best way they could. We want to say thanks to them. Also, our Sheriff's Department, Carter County Sheriff's Department, they've been here both services, going to be here again today to try to alleviate the situation of getting out of this parking lot. So we want to say we appreciate them for doing that for us. Brother Lenny's going to lead us in a song this morning. Somebody requested it. Anytime he gets a request, he's very glad to fill it. So this is a song, but we can sing it because it is so true. I'll rise again. Let's sing it with him this morning. Brother Lenny, God bless you.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands. Let me where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come, you see that I'll rise. Soon I will be free. me down. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead, say I'm dead and gone, but you'll see you're wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all we'll see I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth keep me back, 'cause I'll come again. Come to take my people back. Death can't keep me in the ground.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. I want Brother Timothy to come. Had several requests for our brother to play for us again today. He was here just a few weeks ago and played and just held us spellbound nearly. And he's going to play a song for us again this morning. Then Brother Harry, Sister Cindy, and Sister Anna have a song. And I believe our sisters from Columbia, South Carolina. Am I right on that? Brother Armstrong's group. Are you all still here this morning? Raise your hand if you're here. Could you give us a quick... Now, you got to sing fast. And Brother Timothy, you got to play fast. And singers, you got to sing fast. So the Armstrong group, Brother Armstrong, would y'all come onto the platform, have a seat, get ready to sing? Could you do that for us? Brother Timmy, God bless you. Play this morning. We appreciate him, don't we? Give him a nice hand.
Praise the Lord.
There shall be light in the evening time. The way to go you will surely find. The waterway is the light today, buried in His precious name. Young and old, repent of all your sins, and the Holy Ghost will enter in. The has come. It's a fact that God and Christ are one. There shall be light in the evening time. The way to go you will surely find. The
Praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning.
Well, just to say this, the singing and the preaching in this meeting has been wonderful, hadn't it? We got one more treat for you this morning. Brother Chisholm's, not Brother Chisholm, yeah, Brother, no, is it Brother Chisholm? Yeah, he's preaching this morning, isn't he? His daughter is here, and she's going to give us a song this morning. Where's she at? Would you come on at this time? Give us a song. I think he said she's 15 years old. Give her a real nice hand as she comes to sing this morning.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find
appreciate all the songs this morning. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to sing as Brother Chisholm gets ready to come bring us the word of the Lord. You want to pray for him?
Yeah.
I believe we're going to have a time here this morning. Brother Harry singing as Brother Chisholm comes this morning.
The Midnight Cry, brothers. Help me sing this song. I've never sung it. Brother Chisholm wanted us to sing it.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. Oh, and at the midnight cry, this bride would be golden home. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ will rise. See prophecies fulfilling, and the signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father say, "Son, steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ will rise. We'll meet him in the air, and then those that remain
give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Amen. It's a midnight cry. Amen. We don't want to hold you long standing. We just like to, first of all, we just thank God. Thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life, for being here this morning. I'd like to thank God for my wife, my three daughters, my son, stayed with us, amen, and my daughter-in-law, amen. Thank the Lord. And also, while I'm thinking about it, June the 28th, my oldest daughter will be getting married. Amen. You are welcome to come, amen, to the wedding. And also, we just like to thank God for Brother Armstrong. He's a bosom friend, amen. We've been knowing him for quite some while. Amen. We thank God for his family, church family as well, amen. And we also just like to thank God for Brother Donnie Reagans, amen, his wife and the church family. Amen. All of you this morning, and we thank God for the fellowship on yesterday, the hospitality, amen, the time, your courtesy, your love that you showed towards me, amen. I tell you what, you made me feel at home. Amen. I really do. I feel at home. You can't impersonate love. You can put on a jacket, you can put on a hat, but you can't put on love. It has to come from the inside out. So the bride cannot be deceived. So we just appreciate the Lord, amen, and appreciate all of you here this morning. Again, we just appreciate, amen, Brother Donnie, for giving us this opportunity, amen, just to share what the Lord put on our heart. And I'm sure you'll be praying with us, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. We just get all that out of the way. Amen. Amen. Appreciate all of the good singing. Amen. And while we're standing, we just turn in our Bibles. We'll turn to Matthew. The 25th chapter. And we'll read from 1 to verse 12. Amen. Matthew 25, 1 through verse 12. My thought this morning, I won't forget. My text is the midnight cry. And my subtext is, are you ready to meet him? Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. We know the oil signified the Holy Spirit. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Why the bridegroom tarry, they all slumber and slept. Notice they all slumber and slept. And at midnight, there were a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. Then all those of virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. All of them arose. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready. And they that were ready. Let the church say, and they that
were ready.
I can't hear you. Say it again. And
they that were ready.
Went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Amen. One more scripture, and we'll let you be seated. 2 Corinthians Pardon me, let me get there. 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 5th verse. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. Let us just bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, Lord, will you take these dry lips of clay? Lord God, we have read these precious words, Lord, that's been read many of time, Lord, behind this sacred desk. But Lord, we know, Lord, that we don't have no words of our own, Lord. And God, we're dependent on you this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this Easter, this resurrection morning, Lord. Father, we just pray, oh God, that you will say something, Lord, just to allow us just to see ourselves, Lord, and where we're at, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you anoint the congregation, Lord, and that you anoint me as well, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting the captain free. In Jesus' name, church, say amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, brother. Appreciate this. Amen. Amen. It's a midnight cry. How many of you believe that? Before I really was just thinking, crucial hour and time that we are living in. How many of you believe that?
Yes, sir.
And before we really deal with Matthew 25, I'd just like to deal with how Paul, Apostle Paul, how he warned the church. And the prophet of God says, elect cannot persecute elects. Elect cannot harm elect. It is those reprobates that persecute and destroy the elect. Oh, those reprobate. They are religious. Amen. I won't read the rest of it. It's a little strong, but amen. But I thank God that I'm a son of God this morning. I thank God that I'm a part of his plan this morning. And Paul saying, and the prophet of God says in the seal book, he says, he warned the people to examine yourself by the word. Paul warned the church, examine yourself and see whether you are in the faith. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. You know, it's good to come to church, but one thing we don't want to be is just churchy. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
A lot of time we come to church on Easter and it's good. We come to show our clothes or what we got on. Oh, that's good. But we come to church to see Jesus.
Amen.
If we don't see Jesus, then we have come in vain. I hope this morning that you ain't come to see me because I don't have nothing. But I know somebody that does have something. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ. But we come to church and Paul warned the church to examine yourself. And we, as Christians, 99% of us, we like to look at others and we look at others' fault and don't, you're not looking at your own self. I don't have time to be watching Brother Donnie trying to keep up with Brother Donnie, as you would say the old Southern way. I don't have time to worry about how many A's he have in his refrigerator. I need to worry about what's in my refrigerator. I don't have time to watch your faults and your mistakes because I got plenty of faults and mistakes. So I want to examine myself by the word. And the word has come. God has sent a word in this hour. God has sent a word in this hour. Amen. Not for us just to be good church folks, but we to realize who we are. We to realize that we are called by the word of the Lord in this hour. And God is looking for a people. Examine yourself. Don't worry about me, or don't worry about, you know, a lot of times we like to worry about who's missing, which is good.
But you need to examine yourself. I be worrying about your problems, talking about your problems, and I got problems in my home. I'm looking down on your family, and I got problems in my home. Are you with me? I'm watching you, and I need to be watching me. So that's why when we come to church, I need to examine myself by the word of God. Because we're living in perilous times. We're living in a time where church don't mean that much like it used to be. It used to be a time people would love to come to church. It used to be a time people had a burning heart to come to the house of the Lord. But something has happened. The Bible said in the last day, there'll be a cooling off. Are we here? The Bible said, Paul said, that day shall not come except there be a falling away first. What day is he talking about, Paul? That day of the rapture. It'll be a cooling off. It'll be a self-reliance. But I thank God that this old boy got his eyes on the coming of the Lord. I'm not watching you, but I'm watching him. It's a cry. It's going out. Trim your lamps. Trim your lamps. We're getting ready to leave church. I know you say what I've been hearing that all my life. But let me tell you, every day they get greater and greater. This message is not dull to me. I came to it, or it came to me in 84. And I feel like I just got a hold to it. Because it got something burning inside of me. Hello everybody. It's not a man message, but it's a message from the Lord Jesus Christ to give the bride rapture faith. You got to come to church. You got to want something.
Yes, sir, brother.
If you come to church with attitude, don't leave that way. Say, Lord, I come to church and I'm going to drop it here today. Because the preacher said, it's the midnight cry. Go you out to meet him. It's lamp trimming time. How many of you believe that? It's lamp trimming time. God has sent a word. A sheer word. Amen. To give the bride. To put her in an urgency. And I think sometimes we need to pinch our conscience. We get so relaxed sometimes.
Right.
Just come to church. Where you been to church? Well, I've been to Happy Valley. Yeah. I saw Brother Donnie. That's good. I shook Brother Donnie's hand. Oh, that's good. But did you meet Jesus? Then you shook his hand. Then you talked to Jesus. When you come to church, what do you get? Did something inside of you begin to change? Did something inside of you stop making the paradigm shift? That's what the word is come to do. If you have confidence in the word, it could change anybody. It could change the ranking sinner. It could change the biggest prostitute. The word of God has power. It's a midnight cry. You got to get excited. Folks not excited like they used to be. I remember when we first came into the message of the hour. Oh, folks was laying all on the altar. Crying. Seeking the Holy Ghost. But you don't hardly see that anymore. Folks have gotten to a place now they're so relaxed. But I heard the eager cry. It's a midnight cry. Go you out to meet him. The Bible said in Matthew 25, there was 10 virgins. Now there was more virgins than just 10. That was just a parable. And each watch, from Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, all the way through, there was virgins. There was watches. There was many of them that went to sleep. But we're in the watch, amen, of the coming of the Lord. And the Bible said that all those virgins, because they slumber and they slept. Perhaps they were stirred up at first because they know there was a part of the wedding. How many of you know there's going to be a wedding in the sky? But there's a spiritual wedding going on now. There's an invisible union that is going on right now. And I'm eating real good at the supper table right now. Are you with me? But the Bible said that five was wise and five was foolish. But before we get there, the Bible said that they all slumber and they slept. I don't know if when that sleeping, they got to a place where they got unconcerned about their walk with the Lord. Maybe they got, don't study the message like they used to. Maybe they don't pray like they used to. Maybe their faith level had dropped down a little bit. Maybe they don't have faith in the word like they used to. They all slumber and slept. But the Bible said at midnight, there were a cry made. Go you out to meet him. And we know that God had sent a word in this hour. The shout, Thessalonians 4:16, I think. A shout, a voice, and a trumpet. It all happened at one time. Amen. But what is it? It's a message to get the bride to wake up and to realize that she's just not ordinary people. That she are special. That she are a special class of people. God has called you in this hour to raise up and realize that you are an invisible honor. God has raised you up, let you realize that you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You didn't born to go to hell. You come from God. And you're going back to God. Don't let that devil tell you that. You tell that devil. You tell him I said. You tell him I said. When he shows you your past, you show that devil his future. When that devil tell you you're not a son or daughter of God, you tell that devil he's a liar. And he's a father of lies. It's a midnight cry. The devil, he loves to show you your past. Oh, don't he love to show you your past? Oh, my. He could show you your past. Look at you. Look at you. You say you was a son of God. I thought you say you was a daughter of God. Look at how you cutting up. Look at how you acting up. You call yourself a son of God. You just let Brother Donnie pray for you, and he wastes his all on you, and you ain't doing no better. Well, you tell that devil, you heard that cry, though. Hello, everybody. Then you start feeling bad. You start letting condemnation get you all down. You start coming to church where your head hang down, but hold up your head. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Don't let that devil steal your victory. You're a son of God if you land down. You're a daughter of God if you land down. God don't save you just to lose you. I wish I had faith. I wish I could preach this one. You need to realize that there's been a cry made. Go you out to meet him. Satan always show you your path. Look at you. You call yourself, oh, he was in heaven. And he know how it works. He could go into that your spirit so fast. You call yourself a son of God? Look at you. Look what you just done. And you called, you look, look what you're looking at, son. You call yourself. Ain't no way you could be a son of God and having all them problems. You say you're a son of God and you ain't got enough faith for to heal your headache. But tell that devil, I still claim my deliverance. Hello, everybody. That devil said, look at you. You in the hospital. You in a wheelchair. Said, that's all right, devil. I'm still coming to church. Tell that devil, I heard a midnight cry. And when that devil shows you your past, you know what he loved to do? He loved to take you back, brother. Look at you. And he'll take you right back to the spot. And when you see it, you condemnation. Oh, God. Hold your head up. You ain't done nothing wrong. Hold your head up. Jesus died for your past, present, and your future. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. There's no condemnation. Hallelujah. And the devil, look at you. You call yourself a son of God. Look at you. And he go back about 10 years when you made something that really bothers you. You ain't done nothing. Tell that devil I'm free. And you know what he loves to do, brother? He loves to say, look at you right here. And you say, hold up, devil. I'm sick and tired of you. Hold up, devil. Said, devil, I want you to go back some more. And the devil said, well, what are you talking about? Said, no, go on back some more. And the devil flipped back when you were, amen, what, 3 years old. And the devil, you tell that devil, no, go back some more. Now he's confused. Now he's confused. And he goes on by when you was in the hospital, when your mother birthed you into this world. But you tell that devil, back up some more. Go back. Go back from the beginning. When the sons of God were shouting for joy. Go back, devil. That's me. That's what you need to tell that devil. I said it's a midnight cry. And the bride, she is recognizing. She is recognizing. She know who she is. No wonder the prophet, Brother Donnan, cut myself off. Is it on? Praise the Lord. It's on red. Is it on? Red means stop, ain't it? I just got warm up. I'm okay. Well, oh, God is good. Amen. We're not going to let the microphone stop us. Praise the Lord. And God good. The devil don't want us to forget this morning, but God will bring all things back to your remembrance. Can somebody say amen? So I don't have time to be looking at your problem. Amen. I'm looking at Calvary. Amen. Can somebody say amen? You need to be a victorious Christian. Hello, everybody. You don't need to come to church. Your head all went down. The devil done beat you. I don't care if the devil knocked you flat to the ground. Tell that devil, I'm just a son of God laying flat on my back. It's a midnight cry. It's a midnight cry. In the Bible, my God, I'm not just following the Spirit now. And the Bible said that five of them was wise and five was foolish. Now, foolish. Foolish. They do foolish things. Ain't concerned about their walk. They don't care. Just drag the church. Get here when they can. The zeal is getting dull. They come to church. This come ain't no prayer life. Don't read your Bible until you come to church on Sunday or Bible night. But not the bride. I know I'm not talking to the bride. But that elected lady, she loved the word of God. She loved that revealed word. It's food for her stomach. That's why the Bible said, and his wife has made herself ready. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. It's lamp trimming time. And the Bible said that those foolish, they kind of laid round, you know, haphazardly, you know, unconcerned that prayer life just drop off. Oh, my. No more prayer life in the home. They just come to church and, oh, they hear good sermons and go back home and everything's still the same. When they come to church, they don't ask the Lord, Lord, let the spirit of the letter come off the pages. Are y'all with me this morning? That is dead letter. But it got to come off the pages and come into flesh. Then it can move. Are you with me this morning? You know, they come to church and folks been hearing all their life. You know, Brother Donnie say, church, I really believe this is a year, especially 2000. Oh, church was packed up. Folks was coming to church. Saints, I really believe this is a year. And this is the year. It's going to be a cooling off. This is the year. Amen. This is the year of the bride. She recognized her inheritance. You need to recognize who you are. You're son of a king. You don't hear that midnight cry? Go you out to meet him. And the Bible said that those five foolish and the wise, they all slumber and they slept. But at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins got up. Oh my God. You know how women does it. Oh my Lord, my hair. How do I look? You know, oh my God. How's my dress looking? How I look, girl? Give me some of that perfume. Lord have mercy. I don't want to go out there like that. You know how we be planning everything. But God have patience with us. You know how we human act. And I could see those virgins ran out. Running to go meet, amen, the bridegroom. They had lamps and they had oil in their lamp. They kept that revelation burning in their heart. They never let this message die. Though everybody else is dying, but this message is real. They could talk about this message. They could scandalize this message all they want. The message just not books and tape, but the message is in flesh. I am the message. I am the written epistle. I've been read of all men. I can imagine those wives. Oh, oh, they're running. Oh, thank God we made it. And I can see those foolish. Hey, wait a minute. But before that, let me back up a little bit. Let me back up. When they heard that cry, the Bible said that they all trimmed their lamps. Or they trim their wits. Hello, everybody. If you truly know that the Lord is soon to come and catch a bride, you start trimming your lamps.
Amen.
You start trimming malice off a little bit. Hello, everybody. You say, we don't have that in the message. I beg your pardon. You look and you see a little bit of jealousy. You trim it off. Hello, everybody. Mind that this is a big one here. You see a little bit of backbiting. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. You got to trim that off. You said, no, that's not me. That is you. If it's there, get it off. And let's go meet the Lord. Because he is here. Trim it off. You know how we love to talk about folks? And we come into church. Are you to run somebody down? Then you look in the face. Well, God bless you, sister. We were just talking about you. And you don't feel that long going off inside of you. You just told a lie. You know how we love to do in this age? Bless you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Brother, me and my wife were just talking about
you.
Brother, yes, sir. No, brother, you need to know. God need to know some of us. Let's say exactly what we say.
Yes, sir.
God need to know us. I need to say, bless you, brother.
Oh, bless you.
Brother, I tell you what. Brother, me and my wife were talking about you.
Oh,
we said you is not a preacher. We said, oh.
I hope it's good.
God need to anoint you. God need to anoint us in this hour. We'll say what's really in your heart. Hello, everybody. But let me tell you, the true bride, she didn't got time to be worried about everybody else. I'm trying to tell you, church, I'm trying to keep myself. I'm trying to keep my lamp trim. I'm trying to keep that all. Brother Don, I love this message. So when I lay down in the bed, it's been about 31 years. When I lay in the bed sometimes, my wife come in there, I got books all around me. No, I can't read them all. But there's something inside of me. There's a little wheel that's burning. It's saying, Eliezer, tell me more. Tell me more. You know what I love it for? Because I come from God and I go back to God. And I thank God. My, I got to hurry up here. I got to hurry up. I promise I'll have you out before 4:00. Amen. God is good. But I'm saying the bride, she is making herself ready. She's been ready by the word. She examined herself by the word. I'm not looking at you, but I'm taking the word and I'm looking at myself.
Amen.
You know how us husbands sometimes, when God tests you by the word, you know how you get upset with your wife? And if it was possible, you'd send her back to the moon somewhere. I told my wife 31 years, I said, sometimes I feel like throwing her to the moon and catch her before she falls. That's a mystery. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But you know, sometimes when you're a part of that word looks you in your face. Amen. When you get upset with your wife, that woman get on my knees. I need to send her back to her mama. I tell you, she's just like old papa. She's just like a mama. But when you look that word in the face, when Paul said, husband, be not bitter against your wife. Hello, somebody. It's Lamb Chimney time. Hello, everybody. You still got to love her. Jesus loved you in all your faults. Hello, everybody. I said, Lamb Chimney time. Don't be fooling your own self. You're coming. You know what? Brother Carlos said, they're just Wednesday night. He said, you know, we come to church, we look all holy. It's almost like the deacon in the back, he gave everybody a religious robe. You put it on. Everybody looked real nice. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Donnie. Is that the way you talk when you home? But then I'm finna get in some trouble. You know, I just say to wife, she'll talk, God bless you, Brother Donnie. Yes, God said, that's the way you talk to your husband at the house? Do you talk with the same kind of voice? You men, you real nice to another female, and you treat your wife like she a float, man. Something wrong with you. Something wrong with your Holy Ghost. You know, I don't want to take your experience where you got the Holy Ghost, but it's just on your flesh. You got to get it in your soul. Once you get it in your soul, you'll treat your wife like a queen. Somebody say, I don't know what's wrong with my wife. Every time she come to church, her head always hung down. She had that she ain't blossom. Brother, if you water her with some good word, she'll stop blossom. Somebody say amen. I said now, trimming time, and the Lord is calling for a people. Can the church say amen? I said it's lamb trimming time. My. I'm not going to hold you long. I ain't mean to be here this long. I'm like Brother Jew. I'm ready to parse you out. Amen. But it's lamb trimming time. Where's, you know, the prophet of God said something. He said, did you know that the Bible, if you go type it in, germ warfare. Germ warfare. I think he mentioned about three times. He said, in the last day, did you know, in the last day, there'll be a germ that'll break out upon everyone. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you think I got time to worry about Brother Donnie? I'm trying to worry about me. I'm trying to make sure that I'm lined up with this word. Because when that word looked me in the face, he is my husband. I'm married to him. I obey my husband. He is the word. I'm submissive to my husband. Can somebody say amen? I say it's lamb trimming time. Go you out to meet him. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him? If the Lord would step down from the portals of glory and said, it's enough. He said, this America is stinking my nostrils. It's America right now. She's hanging over the balance. She's hanging by a rotten thread. And God could any day say, it's enough. Go and get my children. And when he comes, I don't have to look at nothing. I say, come, Lord Jesus. But the foolish said, give us some of your oil. When our lamps had went out. This is what the prophet said. Hear ye him, 1957. It used to be that men and women used to pray all day. They go to church and preach half of the night and lay on the altar the rest of the night. Find it today? And the Bible said, only mock those who have sighed and cried for the abomination done in the city. Where will you mock in Oakland tonight, if he come through marking men and women so sincere about lost souls that they cry and pray day and night for the loss of the city, where is it at? We don't have it. What does the Holy Spirit say then? When he come before the Father, what does he say about his church? He said again, and behold, I stand at the door, 1958. Can anybody raise your hand tonight and tell me of a Christian, one in Greenville, that lay on the altar, faith so burdened for sin in Greenville or in Johnson City, that they cry night before, night and day before him? Tell me, where is that person? Where is that person? I am sure that the mark of the Holy Ghost, for the Bible says, mark only those that sigh and cry. You could go through churches around the world today. You could find that one that got, amen, that prophesied. You can find the one that's speaking in tongues. You can find that. You can find those things. But where's that one that's on their knees burning, burning? That's why. That's why things are cooling off. Folk don't want the Lord like they say they do. Brother Donnie, I told my wife, I said, you can't cry. You can't have burden for people if Christ's not in you. You can impersonate. But when you got a love for God's people, you don't want to see nobody lost. You'll stay on the altar. God, change my uncle. Lord, change my grandma. God, change my brother-in-law. God, change my boss. But we don't do that. Long as we got it, we fine enough. But that ain't the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ wants everybody to be saved. I told my wife just last week, I think, we was at the laundromat. And I was just thinking about the sign and the cry. I told my wife in the laundromat, as people was coming in, I said, honey, you know, this burden for lost soul, you got to step in people's shoes. You got to feel. You don't want them to be lost. I said, honey, we're in the washerette. I said, just suppose this washerette is going to explode in the next hour. We know that. We know that. But they don't know that. I said, they coming in and out. And we sitting there knowing the clock is ticking. At any moment, this baby going to blow. But we let them come in. But you got to burn them in your heart. You know what you do when you see them coming in? You don't care who laughing at you. Get up. Get out. Get out. They might call you crazy. Get out. Get out. Get out. What's wrong with you, sir? Never mind. Just get out. Get out. Get out. This place is going to explode. What are you talking about? This rapture. Right. Russia is moving. Watch Russia. Yeah. The king of the north. Yeah. Come on, bride. Get in an urgent. Yeah. Pinch your conscience. Yeah. Check your all. Yeah. Make sure you have what it takes. Those foolish say, give us some of your oil. They said, we don't have enough. Where do you get it from, Brother Donnie? Where you get all this revelation? Where you get it all? He said, go to them that I've been preaching it. I've been preaching the Holy Ghost. But you don't want it. The folks now, they come to the altar with dry faces. No more tears, no more. No more hungry, no more. They worry about their Facebook and Twitter. Hey man, however you call that word. They all hook on Facebook. Amen. Facing one another and give this and that. You better be trying to get Jesus Christ in your soul. You better make sure that you got an absolute. You better make sure that Christ chose you and not just you chose him. You better make sure that you got the sealing in your soul. You better make sure that mama and the preacher didn't put it there, but God has to put it there. Brother Donnie, what good is If I had $7 million, none of my family members, and my family's growing, none of my family members was lacking anything. $7 million. My boys are riding anything. My grands are have anything. But I got $7 million. But tomorrow I'm going to die. Now, if I go buy what they need, tomorrow I'm going to die. So what good is it to have the whole world and die and lose your soul? But I got Jesus. I got eternal life. I got everlasting life. God made me a promise. He said, if I stay with this word, God will stay with me. I told my son, he minded me saying about a month or two ago, I don't show you how we would look at faults in other folk, but you ain't looking at your own self. I told my son one morning, we were coming to church. I said, Elijah, I said, son, I said, I do your eyes like that. So you got something in the corner of your eyes. He said, oh, Dad, I'm sorry. He said, thank you, Dad. And I felt good because I helped my son. I went and got in the car and looked, I had something, a bigger one in my eye. Hello. That's what we need to do. We need to look at ourselves. We need to look at yourself. Don't worry about everybody else, but worry about yourself. Get yourself ready. Unless you be a reprobate. Hello, everybody. A reprobate can't stay with the word. God turned people over to a reprobate mind. They'll believe a lie and be damned. Be coming to church. Amen. Living all kind of life. Amen. Cutting their hair. Brother Donnie, you know what? Lord showed me a vision last night. Well, he might have showed you a vision, but I'm telling you what, you're not going in that, a part of that vision. Brother Donnie, cutting the hair, wearing all these slacks and jeans, and amen, looking like he rode in. Amen, and coming to church on Sunday, on Easter. Hello, everybody. And the Bible said it's an abomination for a woman to wear that. I know y'all don't love that old kind of preacher, but it's a shame for a woman to wear that which pertaining to a man. You said, brother, children, that was under the law. Jesus didn't come to change the law. But he come to magnify the law. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Brother Donnie, it used to be a time people used to reverence when they come to the house of the Lord. They could talk about the preacher all day long and look in his face and say, Brother Donnie, boy, I tell you what, that was a real good message. It's lamp trimming time. It's time to start trimming your lamp. It's time to start watching yourself. How many of you ever looked in the mirror? If I look in the mirror, brother, I'm just saying, brother, my time's running away here. If I look in the mirror, I'm not looking to see a white man. Right. I'm looking to see a black man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I look in the mirror to see a white man, I said, what in the...
What?
I said, honey, come here. Something happened to me. She's running. She's white. I said, my God, what's wrong? Hello, everybody. But when I look in the mirror, I want to see a black man. Hello, everybody. So when I look in the mirror of the word, I want to see Christ. I want to see Christ. That's why God allows you to go through trial. Hold your head up when you go through the trial and test. God don't want you to be crying. We love to cry. We go through tests. I tell you, I'm just going through. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. Maybe this ain't for me. I'm just going. I know Brother Donnie preached about television, but let me tell you, I'm going back. And he might be called me Lot White, but I'm going back to get my television. I'm going back. I mean, I hear that case of beer. I'm just going back because this thing ain't for me. This thing just ain't working for me. Ain't nothing working for me. A sister told me the other day her car tore up. Amen. The children acting up. She said, Isaiah, I feel like this ain't for me. I said, shut your mouth. Don't let that devil tell you that. I said, you a son of God. You need to stand up, take the sword of the word, and press that devil. It takes strong hands to hold that sword and press the enemy in his heart. It takes somebody. But I'm not drying up. I'm not taking step back. I'm going forward. I'm fighting with everything, man. I might be small, but I'm pushing. Are y'all with me? I'm pushing. Hello, everybody. You might say he's a small man, but you ought to see what's inside of this engine right now. It's something that is driving me. Brother Donnie, when I throw in the towel, he said, boy, get that towel back and shut your mouth. I said, they're laughing at me. Boy, get out there. I allow them tests to come. I allow those things to happen. That's my sovereignty. Son, I'm trying to build a character in you. Son, do you know character without power is satanic, but character with power is fit to rule. So hold your head up. You are son of God. You are daughter of God. Go through your trial. Can somebody wave your hand? You are daughter of God. I don't care. You just come from the whole house. You still a daughter of God. Knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. It's lamp trimming time. You know, folks come to me, Brother Donnie, and they be telling me about their problem. I say, myself, you don't need to be telling me. I know you, I understand what you're doing. But let me tell you, I got problems too. Folks said, Brother Donnie, I'm going to throw this in for good measure. Folks said, I'm leaving the church. Man, Brother Tilden, you move up here. See, you don't know Brother Donnie Reagan. See, we be riding him all the time. And let me tell you, we fight so many devils in this church. Where you think the devil's supposed to be at? But the other churches, man, they had fine choirs and the bishop riding in this. And our church, we got stained women. And man, we just fight so many devils in here. What do you think the devil want? You got what he want. That's why he's fighting you. You got this great message. And he's trying to lure you and take this from you. And they'll say, Brother Chill, you just don't know. See, you just come up here. You don't really know Brother Don. I've been saying you don't know me neither. See, Brother, you don't really know Brother Donnie Reagan. See, we've been knowing Donnie. Man, we fish with Brother Donnie, and we see Brother Donnie when he get all upset. You ain't never got upset? See, folks are looking at other people's problems, and they got problems. Well, they say, you know, Brother Donnie's supposed to be a man of God. And there's a lot of things I be asking Brother Donnie. He act like he, and you know what I tell folks that? We had a sister one time, she left the church, and she said, Lord, she said, I said, sister, where you at? She said, Brother Chilton. I said, sister, where are you? She said, Brother Chilton, you just don't know. You just don't know about Brother Fred. I said, really? I said, what's wrong? She said, Lord, Brother Chilton, if I tell you, man, Brother Fred, he's a man, and he all for his children. And don't you love your children? And he all for his children. I ain't worrying about that. Just give me the word. God will make all wrongs right. But I told the sister, I said, sister, you know what? We all serving one God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, you could have never gone to his church. You think Donald Reagan might be giving you problems, but you could never start in Jesus' church. One of Jesus' members got bad off sick. I mean, he got real bad off sick. It might have wasn't that bad, but it got worse. And Jesus went on a meeting. He ain't told his deacon nothing to go check on him, but he got bad off sick. And Jesus just come out of a meeting. He asked none of his deacons, well, how's brother doing? He didn't ask that. He told his disciples, said, let us go this way. And the words got to him again, said, Jesus, your member or your friend is sick. He's about to die. You think the pastor paid that any attention? You know how we get, Lord, what kind of pastor is that? Brother Donnie, can I just come down human? I feel at home. What kind of pastor is that? We paying him all them tithes and he ain't paying about us. You could have never been in Jesus' church because Jesus' member died and he went on the other way. And let me tell you, Church of the Living God, you better get your eyes on this word. Man can't help you. But it's the God in the man that can help you. You got your eyes on the wrong thing. Brother Donnie, what they want you to walk like back in the old days where you got a rope on you. You the high priest. You walking for everybody's sin. Them days over. You got to walk for yourself now. You got a rope behind you now. You hearing the midnight cry. Amen. They look at Brother Donnie. They want you to walk all holy. And they got false themselves. Hello, everybody. You trying to straighten somebody else's wife out. You need to straighten your own home out. I said, lamp trimming time. Can somebody say, go you out to meet him? Thank you. Go you out to meet him. My, can the church say amen? How many know that it's lamp trimming time? Well, I said, well, sister, I said, now, when Jesus heard about Lazarus and he died, I could see the disciples said, Lord, you know, Lazarus ain't doing good. And Jesus said, well, it's a Lazarus asleep. And he said, well, if he sleep, he does well. Or whatever. You know how the story goes. And Jesus said, well, he's dead. But just let me just paraphrase. Can you imagine the pastor pulling up in the yard, sitting up on an oak tree, a juniper tree, sitting out there like he don't know what's going on. And one of those women went out there. And the other one told him, hey, the preacher out there. Now he just comes showing up. You know what we need to do? We need to pack up and go find us another church. We need to go somewhere where we'll find us a pastor that is perfect. When you find him, I tell Brother Fred, I'm sorry about thus said the Lord, but I'm going with a pastor that's perfect. There ain't one. We all got faults and failure. You better put your eyes on this word. You ain't got time to be running from pillar to pole. You better stay with the word. Just love the word. Just love the word. Just fall in love with the word. Just love the word. Brother Donnie, let's give me a few minutes. I'm trying to end this. But just imagine. Now, those virgins, and when the foolish virgin, when it ran, the door was shut. Church, we don't want the door to shut. Do you know, possibly the door is already shut? Sold at a 9 prison? Could it be possible the door is shut and you can't do no better? You can't help yourself. But I thank God the prophet cried. He said, God, I got children out there. He didn't cry, but I'm crying this morning. Lord, save people. Save your people from their sin. But Ezekiel, I'm finished with Matthew 25. My time's running out. But Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, Ezekiel saw something. Ezekiel, and it's dealing with the Jews. Ezekiel, God began to show Ezekiel the church. When Ezekiel looked at the church looked good. But God told Ezekiel, come here. Come here, Ezekiel. Let me take you up high. I want you to see what's going on inside of the church. And God took Ezekiel up so high. When he took him up high, God opened up a hole in the wall. And Ezekiel looked through the hole in the wall. And he saw the church folks. He was shocked what he saw. Ezekiel looked around, Brother Donnie. He saw one thing in church. And he saw another thing home. And God showed Ezekiel that there's going to be some that are going to escape the great tribulation or the trouble that was coming to Jerusalem. That was hundreds of years before it happened. And God showed Ezekiel that. And then Daniel saw the same thing. Daniel was concerned about his people. Daniel knew that they wasn't sealed yet. But God told Daniel, go stand in your lot. At the appointed time, they will be sealed. But Daniel had to go stay in his lot. But Ezekiel saw a horrible persecution coming to the Jews. But when Daniel and Ezekiel was gone off the scene, Jesus come on the scene. Talking with his church. Telling them, make sure your flight. Matthew 24, verse 15. Make sure your flight don't be in the winter. No, on the Sabbath day. Warn to a woman with child. Because it's going to be hard to get out of the city. But the true church, they listen. But the true church, they trim their lamp. But the true church, make sure that they had oil in their vessel with their lamp. The true church, stay on their knees. The true church, sigh and cry for the abomination that was done in the city. The true church, seek more of God. But you know what? That false church, Brother Donnie, they didn't took it serious. Oh, we okay. That'll never happen to us. But Jesus told them. Jesus said, now when you see the Babylon, the desolation, the abomination of Daniel prophecy, get out of the city And the Holy Spirit is telling us now, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Examine yourself and see that you have the Holy Ghost. And Brother Donnie and Ezekiel saw something else again. Ezekiel saw in the 11th chapter, he saw the people, when he looked through the hole in the wall, he saw the people had a new spirit. And it wasn't the Holy Spirit. You know, you can get the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will make you shout. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Brother Donnie, I tell you, boy, God is really dealing with me. God gave you the Holy Spirit so you can get along with the Holy Spirit. God gave you the new spirit so you can get along with the Holy Spirit if he would give it to you. And that's what he said. So the new spirit, I'll make God give you the new spirit so you'll get along with yourself. But I just don't want a new spirit. I don't want it on my flesh. I want it to get down in my soul. I want something down in my soul that I can love anybody on any ground. I don't care what they've done. You got to love them. That's when you got God's spirit in the inside. Ezekiel saw that. But Jesus said, make sure you be out of the city. You know what they say? Oh, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. But when Titus came in, 1896, I think, when the true church saw Titus coming in with his army, they say, you remember that prophecy?
Yes, sir.
40 years ago, our Lord told us that.
Right.
Y'all remember our prophet said, hey, amen, there's going to come a time when Russia's going to come on the scene. Did you remember that prophecy, that homosexuality, how it's going to be on a long time high? Brother Donnie, it's time for us to get out of here. Man, ever since I've been a child, they were talking about homosexuality. Man, that doesn't ever happen out there. Man, they're talking about Russia. Russia will never take the United States. We are powerful nations. But thus said the Lord, told us to prepare ourselves. You see how people is not taking the word of God. They're not examining themselves. But let me tell you, the true church, they got out of the city. They escaped. Amen. But when Titus came in, he closed the door. Hello, everybody. And it was too late. Amen. Those women starved to death. They ate their babies. They ate box off the tree. Amen. Titus came in and he slaughtered. It was a bloody massacre. Oh, slaughter, that's all to kill them. But let me tell you, church, before that slaughter took place, those false church, you know what they say? We'll be all right. By the way, it's prayer night. Let us go to church. And let me tell you, they was on their way to church. Some of them made it to church. And they got on their knees and they was praying. And sometimes you could pray, but it'll be the last prayer. And while they was on their knees praying, the army of Titus came in and killed them right at the altar. So you need to examine yourself. I'm looking at myself. Musician, will you come? Examine yourself this morning. And let's see what you had this morning. Are you ready for this change? Are you ready for this change? You said, Lord, if you come right now, I'm going to examine myself. You said, well, you know, I know I got a little problem, but you need to start getting them off. I know I got a little problem, but it'll be all right. God got it. He'll cover me by the blood. No, you need to get them off. You need to trim your lamps. The Lord is here. He's here to get a bride. He's here. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet the Lord? It's lamp trimming time. It's not time, amen, to the argue and fuss and bit and bite. But it's time now to get hold to God. Say, Lord, examine me, O God. It's me, O Lord. It's me this morning that's standing at the need of prayer. But that is not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh God. I need you this morning. How many can tell the Lord I need you this morning? Lord, help me, oh God, to examine myself. Lord, I don't want to look at my next neighbor, but I want to look at myself. You said, Brother Chilton, you are a preacher. Yes, I need God tonight, this morning. I need more of God in my life. I need more of God. I need more of you. Will you sing that for us? Or play that for us? How many of you need more of the Lord this morning? Are you trimming your lamps? Are you trimming your lamps? God love us. God love us this morning. How many of you know the Lord loved you this morning? How many of you with a hand raised this morning? He is so good this morning. Brother Reagan, this gives the key of F. Jesus, keep me near the cross. How many ask the Lord just to keep you near the cross? Say, Lord, keep me near the cross. Don't ever let me get so far, Lord, that I forget about Calvary. Do we have that song? Jesus, just keep me near the cross. Do you love him this morning? Will you help us sing it? Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fire on you. To all the Until, Lord, till my rapture's shall find, oh, rest. How many need that rest this morning? Maybe you told him this morning. You can say, Brother Chisholm, I need that rest. In the cross.
No.
In the cross.
In the cross. In my glory. In my
Jesus. How many wants to be ready? Do you realize when Titus marched on Jerusalem and he finally makes it into the city and they start killing, they kill 1,100,000 people before they stop. 1,100,000. They take 97,000 prisoners. They sent them to Egypt. They sent them to Ethiopia. They sent them to different parts of the world. But there were some people who fled the city because they believed what Jesus said. So is the message important? I wonder if we could ask Noah's boys if the message in their day was important. I wonder if we could ask Rahab. Rahab, do you think the message is really important? Do you need the message to be saved? Rahab, what do you think, Rahab? You tell us. If Rahab had not have believed and accepted the message, she would have perished. I ask you, do we need the message of this day? Yes, my friends. It's not an option. We need it. Thank God for the truth today. We appreciate His word. What a way to close the meeting. Well, I just want to say I'm so grateful for all the saints of God that have come to be with us, the different ministers, different churches that's been represented. I want to say also to the brothers that's been on the parking lot and scattered about trying to help you park your vehicles. We so appreciate them. The deacon brothers, the sisters that did such a wonderful job preparing the meal and all that. It was kind of a quick notice for us to have the gathering over yesterday, but I just thought it's so wonderful. To me, one of the worst parts about a meeting like this, though, is dismissing. Everybody will go their way, and even if we have another meeting in July, it won't quite be the same. Between now and then, some people may have crossed over. Some people may have found out they had terrible diseases and, you know, just their life totally changed. But how we've enjoyed these times together. I was just thinking yesterday and again today, poor old dumb devil. I mean, he thought a few months ago that he would let a video go viral and it would just take us down. And I thought, you know what? Out of that come the birth of this meeting. Apparently, he does not believe what the Word says about him, you know, that he's going to lose this battle. But I'm glad I do believe what the Word says about him. We've so enjoyed this time together. Amen. May you take what you've heard. May you do as sheep do as they ruminate on it. May you become what you've heard. We just so look forward to it again if the Lord will give us the opportunity and we can work it out where we can have another meeting in July. Our brothers and sisters come back and be with us. We so have appreciated them. I just can't say enough about the sacrifice of them coming. And Brother Benny Perry and them went back to the room last night, rested a little bit, and went left. Brother Fred and them left directly after church last night, have church again this morning. I appreciate that sacrifice. With all of my heart, I do appreciate it. I thank God for them. Each of you that have come from different parts, we just want to thank you for coming. Trust that you've been blessed and been helped. I'm going to ask Brother Reggie if he'll come up, and Brother Armstrong if he'll come up and dismiss us in prayer. We just so enjoyed the saints there singing for us, didn't we?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Pray for the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate our brother Chisholm.
Amen.
Did such a wonderful job, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's a little man, but he packs a powerful word.
Amen.
So don't never underestimate the vessel. Amen. Let's get God another hand clap of praise. Amen. We certainly appreciate being here. Truly enjoyed ourselves. It's been a great meeting. Appreciate the church family coming down with us this weekend. There in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm the pastor of Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, Greater Faith Assembly. We are so happy to have my wife here with us, her first time, and my daughters. It was my daughter singing, my wife singing, my son was playing the drums. My older son, he wasn't here this morning, and also too, he's getting married in July, so him. Me and Brother Chisholm, we're pretty happy right now. Amen. And we certainly appreciate the kindness that you shared with us over at the pavilion. I tell you, you guys fixing the food for a multitude. Matter of fact, we was able to carry a couple of baskets back with us. Amen. He's still God, isn't he? And not only that, we have some in the van to carry with us too. So he's a provider, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we love you. We appreciate you. Appreciate Brother Donnie. Amen. We trust that God continue to bless the services and continue to bless. Amen. You here, Happy Valley. And I believe we're going to take Happy Valley back to Columbia with us. Amen. Because such a wonderful atmosphere.
So God bless you. Amen. As we have bow our heads now in a word of prayer. Amen. Oh God, how our hearts burn, Lord, within us that you spoke to us this weekend, Lord, through your servants. We thank you for each one, Lord, that pressed their way out, over God, over the highways. And Lord, we truly can say that you met us, and we thank you so much. Thank you this morning, Lord, for the closing, Lord, of the service. Our brother Chisholm, Lord, you used him, Father, to be a blessing to us this morning. We're so thankful. And Father, as we leave this place and not your presence, may the Holy Spirit go with us and keep us until we all meet again. Let the bride of Jesus Christ say together, amen. God bless you.
God bless you. If we don't meet again, we'll meet you in the rapture. Go in the fear of God. Be careful as you go. May God give you traveling mercies as you go to your homes. May the Lord be with you.
Keep on pressing on. Pressing on. Keep on pressing. You never make it in. I just say, Satan, I prove you a liar again. I'm gonna keep pressing.